Hello, and welcome to Little Bard's Tavern. I'm your host, Little Bard, otherwise known as Michael. Here on Little Bard's Tavern, we take the things, the games, the movies, the topics that two bards aren't able to talk about, don't have the time to be able to talk about, or just want a new perspective on. I try to bring a guest every single time I talk, or I'm going to try to. And today's topic is Little Nightmares. It was a game given to us by James Peters. Thank you, James Peters, very much.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. It's a game that was developed by Tastier Studios and published by Bandai Namco Entertainment. The game has been out on Windows, PCs, well, just PCs in general, PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch. The Switch is the version that we were given and we were able to test, well, not test, but play, and we were able to review. The game is a 3D puzzle platformer horror game, and it's really good, honestly. So, my co-host today is Cameron. Say hello, Cameron.
Hello, everybody.
So, Cameron, what's the beginning of the story here?
Beginning of the story here? Well, yeah. For Six's story or for the kid's story?
Let's go for... Well, they both kind of open up the same way. The main character kind of just wakes up.
Yeah.
So,
a dystopian ship.
Yeah, a very dystopian ship.
Well, let's talk about that.
Oh, very much. So, I did Six's story. You did the Runaway Kid story, am I correct?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start out with Six's story, since that was the original story, and that's what people are going to be buying without the DLC.
The kid's story
is
the DLC.
Yes. So, Six's story, you wake up in a suitcase, and you just decide, screw it, I've had enough of wherever I am, I'm done, I'm leaving. So, you start walking through doors, corridors, climbing stuff, and then you start running into trouble of monsters. We'll get into those monsters here in a minute. How does the kid's story start?
Much the same way, waking up on the ship. It's more, you're sort of already in the midst of it when you start off with a kid. Not so much the quiet buildup that you get in the Six's story.
This is true. I was able to play a little bit of the kid's story, however, I was like, eh, that's his job. I did find, though, that in the kid's story, you find more kids in it.
They're gnomes, but yes.
Well, no, actual children.
Oh, the actual children.
Yes.
Okay.
You end up following one of them. I don't know.
That is actually Six, is the person.
So, other than that, though, the games are pretty great. The game, both stories are worth their time, worth their weight and quality. Let's get into the setting. The setting, you're on a ship.
The Maw.
Yes. So you're on a ship called the Maw, and what does that entail?
Well, it's a dystopian ship. There's a lot of monsters on it. There's cooks, the janitor, everyone on it, seems to be running a sort of ring of, well, let's just say, nasty stuff that involves the main characters in a way.
Okay. What kind of visual effects are going on?
Visual effects? Oh, well, in terms of just the visual effects of the things that you move, are you talking about the lighter?
Just the lighting, all of that. How does that help set up the mood or tone?
Well, it's a very dark atmosphere. You're definitely making it seem like you're alone in this, even though there are some other things. They're also scurrying out that they are scared. But for the most part, you're on your own, and you are just traveling through a dark ship and trying to survive.
So in Six's story, I found that it was a bit murky, very dark, though, very, like, cut and dry, like, it's just, something's not right.
But when Much I was, the same way in the kid's story.
Well, when I was previewing the kid's story, though, there was a whole lot more water in it, like,
yes.
You know, more places were submerged.
In that case, there is a monster that has to do with said water that sort of makes it a bit more of a suspenseful kind of
thing. Yeah, the game doesn't let you off easy.
No,
oh, water you can swim through? Players, not again. Please.
Another water monster?
Yay. Okay. Speaking of monsters, let's go ahead and go into them.
Okay.
Where are some of the main monsters in the game?
Well, for Six's story, definitely the most iconic one, probably the janitor. Not discounting the cooks or, you know, the final boss. There are a lot of instances where you are just trying not to make noise, trying not to be seen. It is very much a hide-and-seek game, where you are, in fact, the hider, and when you are found, you are dead.
Pretty much. a lot of those deaths aren't really explicit. They don't just feel like, oh, yeah, you know, here's a bloody mess of you.
No, it's not that type of sort of, you know, Dead Space style deaths. No.
This is a horror game, like we said though earlier, so if you are faint at heart, you might want to take a soft pass on this one.
Well, not a soft. Maybe take a few breaks while playing, I think. I think most people should be like that. But it's not over the top. It's mostly suspenseful.
But thankfully, the game does have a bit of a hunger system. The original game title, though, was called Hunger. However, Bandai, and when they were helping develop this game, were like, let's change it to Little Nightmares instead. And thus, Little Nightmares' name was born. There are some hunger mechanics. However, those are story-based.
It is more prevalent in Six's than in Child's.
Yes.
The kid.
Yeah, the runaway kid. Other than that, it's a pretty great game. We do highly recommend it, or at least I highly recommend it. Do you highly recommend it?
I recommend it with an asterisk. I'd say that it was definitely a good game. However, I do have a few complaints about it, particularly the game's length. It's a little on the shorter side. I would probably buy it if it were on sale. I don't know if I'd pay the full price of a game for it. And some of the checkpoint mechanics were a bit few and far between. I feel like they could have spaced a little better. But other than that, it was a great game, great atmosphere. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, speaking of things that are, you know, small nuances in the game, when I was playing through Six's Story, I did find a minor bug, I swear. A hilariously minor bug that kind of like threw you out of the atmosphere. I was sitting there hanging from a hook, you know, being moved, and one of the enemies points up at me and then just shoots up the y-axis and then like jimmies along the z-axis. And then I was like, what is going on? Is this supposed to be?
He was listening to Rocket Man. Took the meaning a little too literally.
Yeah, apparently. But other than that, yeah, the atmosphere is so good, honestly. The story of the game, though, isn't set. It's show.
Yeah.
They use the... Have you ever seen or played Shadow of the Colossus? That comparison between you and your enemies, the antagonists, whatever, is very prominent here as well.
Yes, the size difference is very much there to instill a sense of vulnerability in the character, as well as it is important to note that there is no narration, there are no mementos. You can pick up, I'll tell you more about your situation. I do believe there is a story that you can get that sort of explains it a little bit more outside of the game. However, inside the game, it is left up to the player's interpretation as to how they got there and what they're trying to do.
There is a prologue comic as well that came out in May of last year, I believe. I'm not entirely sure, but there is a comic that is out. So I do recommend if you have the game played, then read the comic, and then also get the DLC, I guess, if it's on sale. And just get the full picture, honestly. Some of the great things I found, though, were the game was heavily influenced by places like the City of Lost Children, as well as Studio Ghibli films, and if you see the game, you'll understand what I mean. The enemies look that kind of wonky, different from the end. Protagonist, I'm just going to call one out, very, like, the comparison styles are very close to Spirited Away. If you've ever seen that, you have a normal person, and then just all these weird, you know, monster or people looks completely different.
It's very much a distorted world, but people are not to regular proportions. It's very much intended to scare the person.
Yeah. And the way that they scare you isn't jump scares. It's very, like, a suspenseful, you know, over-the-top, like, you're running.
You want to survive.
Yeah, you want to survive, you want to get away, and that noise. Other than that, I think that's enough here, right?
I think the reigning opinion would be buy it with an asterisk, which is wait for it to be on sale, because as we said before, it is a bit of a shorter game.
It is.
And very as well high as quality. If you want to get the... It is very high quality. However, if you want to get the Runaway Kids, it is DLC. So, you know, there is an asking price there, just depending on how much you're willing to pay for it. I myself would probably pay $20 for the game, $10 for the DLC. They were very enjoyable, it was fun to play, and anyone wanting these things.
And thank you very much, James Peters, for giving the game.
Yes, a huge thank you.
And I'm sorry a bit if this isn't entirely what you were planning. However, I hope that our review was adequate enough. So I hope to see you guys again soon. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know later on Discord or whatever. And I'll see you guys again soon.
Later.
Thank you.